This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, decor inspiration can come anywhere, right? But that does not give you a license to just steal whatever you get inspired by.
Yeah, if it's not at a store where you can purchase it.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a decorative turtle from a neighbor's backyard, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not your turtle.
That's a little turtle mating there.
Boy.
Dude by the name of Cade, he was allegedly entering someone's backyard. Not just allegedly. I mean, they literally saw him on their cameras.
A lot of people have those.
Yeah, and attempted to steal a decorative turtle. Cade wasn't really silent about the whole process because the homeowners were able to just call the police from inside their house. Cops arrived. Cade was still there. Hanging out in the backyard.
Was it a heavy, like, concrete kind of turtle?
I don't know, but the turtle was recovered, given back to the homeowners. Cade was arrested. I don't know if it was a big cement heavy turtle, because I have, in my past, tried to lift one of those cement gooses that you see.
Also heavy.
Very heavy. And I would recommend against that sort of thing. Especially when you're trying to carry it down like a slippery driveway.
Ooh, yeah, got to be careful with that.
Yeah, so.
But good note that, you know, if you see a big concrete turtle or goose in somebody's yard, you can just say, huh, that looks really nice there. Those are nice yard decor
Maybe
choices.
The next time I'm at Lowe's or another some sort of home improvement, home garden place, I can take a look at one of those for myself.
Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to see where are all the places I can get one of those.
Yep. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.